Okay, good morning all. So with this Perek Chaf Beis, you're going to find a lot of old friends that we have, some old concepts that we've learned many Perekim ago, or very recent Perekim that kind of start to come up now that we've sort of started to come towards the end of the Masechta. So Mishnah Aleph over here in Perek Chaf Beis is as follows. Chavish shenishbara matzilin heimena mizon shalosh udo. So you remember, when we have the situation of a fire, so what can you save from the house? So similarly, let's say I have a barrel of food, a barrel of liquid in particular, that's likely that broke. What am I allowed to save from that on Shabbos? So imagine I have a barrel of wine on Shabbos that broke. So if I don't act quick, then all the wine is just going to go to waste. I won't be able to get any of it. So how much can I save of that, and how quickly can I save it? So the law is that I'm allowed to say, Chavish Mishper Matzilin Hemena Mizon Shalosh Udos. I can save the amount, like we saw previously, I can save the amount for three meals worth. And now seemingly the implication would be that it would only be based on how many meals I have left on Shabbos. So if this happens on Friday night before I had my first Shabbos meal, then I could save three. Happened after the Shabbos dinner, then two, and etc. It would go on like that. And seemingly the reason why is because the rabbis were concerned that we were going to then take this and maybe carry it into an area where I should not be carrying on Shabbos, and that seems to be the concern. Therefore, you could only save a limited amount, and they hope by limiting it, you would not do something prohibited in terms of carrying. The Omer Lachirim Bo V'Hatzil Lachem, and much like we have with the fire situation, a person is allowed to go to other people and say, come, save some food for yourselves. Again, the same situation seemingly would be that these other people, it would be based on how many meals they have left. So if they have two meals left on Shabbos, they can only save enough of this liquid left in the barrel for two meals. And again, so this is assuming we're talking about wine. So how much wine would you consume in each of the meals? But the Mishnah does say that the only way you're allowed to save it is, I don't know, you have to figure out somehow to take some cups or something, whatever it is, but you cannot use a sponge. If you use a sponge and start to soak everything up and think, oh, it's so great, then I'll just wring it out later and I'll get to save all it. Chazal say that is not permitted because of the concern that you may squeeze some liquid out of the sponge on Shabbos and that would be prohibited, and therefore we say you cannot use a sponge to soak it up. Now the Mishnah goes into a very important halachic application, and this goes all the way back to learning about all of the various malachos that we had in Perek Zion. A long time ago. So the Mishnah says as follows, Ein sochatin es apiros lahosi mehen mashkin. I'm not allowed to squeeze out fruits on Shabbos to get the liquids out of them. Seemingly this would be related to the malach of threshing of mefarik. So I can't take any liquid out of the fruits. But if the liquid would come out of the fruits by themselves, so not only can I not squeeze them out, but if it comes out naturally in whatever way, then I'm not allowed to benefit from that liquid at all. I can't drink it at all. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, if the fruit was intended as food, right? I have my fruit with me and I just wanted to have my piece of cantaloupe, whatever it might be. So then whatever comes out that drips out, you know, you imagine, make a fruit salad, some of the juice comes to the bottom of the bowl, so then it will be permitted to drink that fruit if you want. It's only the imlamashkin hayose mehanasor, only if I intentionally put some fruit together, let's say, so that it would kind of all drip out so that I can use that liquid as a drink. That's the only time it would be prohibited. But if I just made my fruit salad and some liquid happened to just come to the bottom of it, then that liquid at the bottom would be permitted in that situation. So this is very important halacha l'maisa. So when if a person makes a fruit salad on Shabbos and they see they have some liquid at the bottom of their bowl, can you drink that or can you not? So the ideal situation is that you really should not be drinking that on Shabbos. In particular, a person wants to, some kids when they eat a grape, maybe they want to squeeze it out a little bit. Not really recommended to do on Shabbos. And in particular, just by the way, when it comes to these fruits, there are some that are more prohibited than others. So, for example, grapes and olives, for example, would be prohibited from Torah law. The reason why is because those are fruits that always are used to get their juices. You always squeeze olives and you always squeeze grapes to get either wine / grape juice or oil. So therefore, it would be a Torah prohibition when it comes to something like, let's say, I don't know, like a melon. So normally people don't squeeze it out, so it's only rabbinically prohibited, but again, still do not do that on Shabbos. Okay, just we'll read...
Lemons and tea.
Okay, so fantastic question. So it's really not great to squeeze squeeze a lemon directly into tea on Shabbos. The ideal thing that a person could do is take the lemon and squeeze it like on sugar or something. And there's a difference why on sugar would be permissible and not water, kind of beyond the scope of this 5 minutes, but that would be the recommended. But yeah, exactly. That would be a direct application of this. And then finally, to finish up this Mishnah, Chalos Devash Sheriskan Me'erev Shabbos, let's say. So fruits are prohibited to squeeze, but what about if I want to squeeze some honey out of honeycombs? What are the parameters of that? So if I have crushed honey, if I crush honeycombs before Shabbos, v'yatzu mi'asman asurim, and honey flows out of that on Shabbos. In other words, I didn't really do anything on Shabbos. This is just the natural progression of something that I did 10 minutes before Shabbos started. Even so, the rabbi said it's prohibited to use the wine that flow the honey that flows out on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar says no. If I crush my honeycombs before Shabbos and honey flows out of it, then I'm not going to think that I will then go crush honeycombs on Shabbos. Everyone knows this is because of the actual honeycombs that I crushed before Shabbos, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says if I crush before Shabbos, then on Shabbos any honey that comes out would be totally permitted, and that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Beis.